At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Welcome back to the AI podcast, where we talk about developments in technology, AI, and just advancements in this space. So I'm your host, Eli Schaefer, and today we're going to talk about AI and the capability it has in the future. So if you didn't know, OpenAI came out with a new GPT-0. This ChatGPT, if you haven't had a chance to look at it, is absolutely insane. It is such a powerful AI. It literally can change like voice inflections. It has a camera to look around like the room to tell the user what's going on. It can read people's faces to tell people if they're anxious or not. So it's quite a powerful tool. And what's interesting is the advancements we've been able to make this far in the future. So really, if you think of it, we haven't been using AI very much. We haven't been, it hasn't quite reached its full potential. We know that. But it's advanced so much just even within the last 6 months. And if you think of like where we are now, like where will we be in another 6 months? Where will we be in another year? You know, one thing that the new GPT-4.0 reminded me, and all these new AIs that are coming out, is I just thought of like Jarvis from Iron Man, the capability it has to like scan surroundings, do mathematical equations, and then tell the user what's going on, maybe the best decisions to make. I think right now, like, we still have a little ways to go from Jarvis, but honestly, I don't think we have too much further to go, which is crazy to think. So OpenAI, we know, is one of the biggest players in the AI space, and their new feature has allowed users to search the internet live. So it has a live feature where it can scan the internet. And one thing that I've noticed is AI hallucinations, or just like that's the term for when artificial intelligence starts making up things, making up its own facts if it can't find it, or if it just gets confused. That's still real, even though it still has like a live feed to the internet. I've noticed like sometimes I'll ask it who different people are, I'll put in different names, and it will search the internet. It finds maybe like 5 different articles of people with the same name, and it compiles it to one like person, like one profile, and it will tell, like, it has like these 4 different people that it thinks is one person. And so that's really interesting, the capability that it has, but also the limitations. You can see there's limitations there. One really interesting thing with OpenAI and with Oprah and all of these live AI features, even with Google's AI that they have in their search engine, is the way it searches for information on the internet. It's pretty similar to how a human searches, except right now it has a harder time telling what's real, what's maybe not, and it also has a hard time distinguishing information. And so one thing that I could see in the future with artificial intelligence is how people optimize like websites and businesses towards like search engine optimization, like Google search, SEO, like all of those, they optimize different keywords for things that are searched more in Google. But what will be interesting and what we are going to start seeing in the future is how people are going to optimize their businesses to put information on the internet so it will be easy for AI to find it. So when users look up on AI, oh, where's the best place to find a donut in whatever city you're in, that like whatever donut shop will be able to pull it up, or whatever information, you know, like what's the best dental service or different services, what's the best lawn care service. People are going to start optimizing their business and put information on the internet so AI will be able to go find it easier and bring it to the viewers. And what's really interesting about that is there was a study that came out a little while ago, and it pretty much just showed how people trust AI more than like their peers, and how they even trust it more than like a Google search result, which it makes sense, you know, like people know or they think they know AI is not biased, which it isn't to like an extent, but if where it's getting its information is more biased, then it will start bringing that to the user, which is interesting to think about. And I think that will be definitely something that we'll have to be more cautious about in the future when using AI. But yeah, so these are just kind of the advancements and the capabilities artificial intelligence has for the future. I think in the next couple like months, in a year, there will be exceedingly like large advancements in the artificial intelligence space, not only just for like the capability it has for like completing tasks, but also like the capability it has for bringing users information. But yeah, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. We will see you next time on the AI podcast. Don't forget to leave a comment and a review. Those help a ton. Have a great day.